Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
It happens every day in every major city of the world. A car is traveling down the highway when another vehicle pulls directly into its path. There is the screech of tires as the brakes are jammed on, but it's too late. The sickening thud is followed by the tearing of metal and the shattering of glass, punctured with the screams of suffering. A broken, bruised body is pulled from the twisted wreckage. Soon an ambulance is racing toward the hospital with sirens wailing and lights making eerie designs on the inside walls. The victim is unconscious, unaware of reaching the hospital. But upon his arrival, a team of doctors go to work to save the life of the accident victim. Moments later, the family arrives, and they begin the long vigil awaiting the outcome of life in the balance. Eventually, the doctors walk out to greet the family. Without thinking, the words leap out, "Doctor, is there any hope? Is there any hope?" Centuries ago, the writer of Scripture wrote, "For the one who belongs among the living, there is hope." What oxygen is to the lungs and food is to the body, hope is to the soul. To the Corinthians, Paul wrote, "And now abides faith, hope, and love." If Paul were writing today in the 21st century, do you suppose he would still say, "And now remains hope"? Many are asking the question a coal miner asked when he was trapped by an accident. For him, the day had begun as usual. The descent into the earth was routine and the work started like any other day. But that afternoon, there was a horrific explosion that resulted in suffocating clouds of dust. The beams overhead crumbled like matchsticks. The miner was pinned by the debris, but he could still breathe. For hours he lay there until he finally heard the picks and the shovels of the men who were digging toward him. Occasionally, the rescuers would stop their work and call the miner's name, straining to hear the faintest echo of a sound. After they called one time, they heard not a voice, but the sound of something drumming or fingers. "Shh! They listened! It's Morse code," one of them said. Sure enough, although he could not speak, the miner who knew Morse code was tapping out the words, "Is there hope?" Many today are gripped with a quiet despair, uncertain of the future, wondering, is there hope for tomorrow? Science and technology have united to produce the greatest arsenal of death-producing weapons the world has ever known. It never helps anyone to sleep better to realize that the atomic stockpile is great enough to kill every person on the face of the earth several times over. To this, add the problems of food shortages, the economy, and a host of other challenges. Where shall we look for hope? Moscow, Beijing, Geneva, Bonn, Washington? Or shall we expect the UN to pass a resolution banning despair and pessimism? Centuries ago, Jeremiah wrote, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is." The Bible, enforced by 5,000 years of written secular history, declares that there is no hope in the heart of mankind apart from the hope that comes through faith in God. Is it any wonder the writers of Scripture talked about our Heavenly Father as an absolute certainty, and through Him there is hope that life can be different? Faith becomes the doorway from despair to hope for the future that makes your life worth living now. Remember, friend, hope is the only answer.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.